16 and a half minutes away from 8 o'clock. It's Jonathan Green with you for RN Summer Breakfast. Now, just before Christmas, a number of disability advocacy organisations, well, they got the worst of all possible news, I guess. They found out they would no longer be receiving funding from the federal government. Now, among the organisations, many peak bodies that were specific to a single disability, like, for example, Deaf Australia, Blind Citizens Australia. Now, after a budget cut, the money that remains, well, it's being redirected towards organisations that advocate for people with a wide range of disabilities. Now, this has led to some fears in the sector that specific expertise about particular disabilities will be lost as staff are retrenched from those bodies that have been defunded. Matthew Wright is the CEO of the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations. He's also the spokesperson for a consortium of 11 disability-specific peak bodies that failed to win money in the government tender process that was resolved just before Christmas. Matthew, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Jonathan. Thank you very much for having me on the program. Now, just quickly to let you know that I have a hearing impairment and I'll be using technology to participate today. So please feel free to repeat any questions you feel that I've missed.
I most certainly will. Is there a sign here of a sort of a policy change of direction away from funding organisations with that specific expertise into broader, more omnibus disability organisations?
Well, we're very concerned that the government has made a decision to cut essential support to 200,000 Australians with a disability. And they were peak, as you mentioned, they were peak disability organisations that have been around for decades, run by people with disabilities such as Blind Citizens Australia, Deaf Australia, Brain Injury Australia, with specialist knowledge. And these organisations worked very hard to bring key reforms such as captioning on TV for the deaf and hearing impaired, access to voting for people who are blind, early intervention for people with Down syndrome, and of course they were critical in the greatest reform of our time, the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
Now, it's obviously a lot of expertise in those organisations. Will some of that expertise be lost, or will some of it be folded into broader-based peak bodies like Disability Australia, for example?
No. Once the expertise is gone, it's lost for good. And the expertise was developed from really knowing those communities, you know, blind citizens and deaf people, and understanding things like Australian Sign Language. And that expertise will be lost under this process.
There was a bit of lead time in this, wasn't there, Matthew? That there was after the budget, there was some indication there'd be less money to go around advocacy organisations?
Well, honestly, we were quite shocked with the outcome of the process. And I have to say, look, at the moment, it makes no economic sense. You know, at a time where the government has made, you know, cuts to the disability support pension and stated publicly that it wants more people with disability back to work, it makes no economic sense to cut the very expertise that can make this happen.
Is there a sense of mixed messages here? I mean, there's a lot of time, attention and funding obviously going into the National Disability Insurance Scheme, and yet at the same time we're pulling money out of these sorts of organisations. How does that resolve?
Yeah, well, our great concern is that after leaving the disability sector in disarray, the government is shifting its focus to the families package. And I don't think that Australians want another families package that occurs at the expense of deep cuts to the support of Australians with disability.
Is there a sense, though, that the government is just trying to rationalise the sector, I suppose, in putting more money into the peak bodies? What is to prevent those peak bodies for taking on the specific expertise, for taking on those specific advocacy roles?
Well, they're not putting more money in. They're actually removing $1.5 million from these peak organisations, and that the 200,000 people with disabilities that those organisations support, you know, will not have representation anymore. And, you know, we're very concerned that there'll be no voice and no protection for the most vulnerable people in our society. And the worry here is that there's further cuts coming to disability support services. You know, and the services said that it's not okay to pay people a dollar a day or to lock people up in institutions or to water down the NDIS will be gone.
And the cuts that we're talking about, that means absolute closure for some of these organisations?
Yes, absolutely. Either closure or significant scaling back in services. And as I said, it's very concerning that the protection of people with disability will be lost.
And the emphasis being, too, on advocacy, is that a concern? Is this about silencing the voice?
Yes, absolutely. And as I said, they are essential services. You know, the hard-fought gains that these organisations have done, as I mentioned before, you know, captioning on TV for the deaf, access to voting for people who are blind, and of course the NDIS, they're essential services for people with disability.
And I guess, Matthew, there's no capacity for appeal here for having those considered, those decisions reconsidered.
Well, we'll absolutely campaign to have these unfair cuts reinstated and make sure that people with disability get the essential support and service that they need. Scott Morrison has a great opportunity here to demonstrate that he can deliver good economic and social policy. And I guess the message that we want to put out there is that Australians don't want a families package that comes at the expense of essential services for people with disability.
Matthew, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Matthew Wright, he's CEO of the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations. And yes, a consortium of 11 disability-specific peak bodies that have failed to win money from the federal government and may face closure, diminishment of voices in that sector.